And I'd like now to welcome Kate Nelson. She's with the New Mexico History Museum. She is with us some Fridays, speaking of the arts. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks so much for having me.
So there are lots of things going on this weekend.
This is a big weekend. Tonight, the big thing is the opening of the Judy Chicago Show at the New Mexico Museum of Art. This is a retrospective of her 75th birthday and I don't know how many years of art. Goodness, people are still arguing about an art piece she did 40 years ago. So the Museum of Art has a show called Local Color, Judy Chicago in New Mexico, 1984 to 2014. The last 30 years she's been creating here. The opening starts at 5:30 p.m. It's free. Should be a lot of people to see, as well as some great artwork to see. And when you're done, come across the street to the New Mexico History Museum, where we have a small exhibit of her husband's photography, Donald Woodman, in New Mexico. So between Judy Chicago and Donald Woodman, Friday night's covered.
Also on Friday night, that's tonight at 8 o'clock at the...
come to the
ladies
museum.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can't do everything. We're just saying. At 8 o'clock at the Rail Yard Performance Center on Paseo de Peralta, performance and dance party with guest artist Farah Tolno from Guinea and Musikiwa Chingotsa from Zimbabwe, and direct from Santa Fe, Jaka. There's a sliding scale, and it should be a dance and rhythm party to get you on your feet and out of your chair.
That sounds great.
I know.
You know, also at the Rail Yard tonight, they're showing Raiders of the Lost Ark. If you want to just sit outside, have a picnic with your family, and watch the best of the Raiders of the Lost Ark movies, the Indiana Jones movies, that's the one to see. 8:30 to 10:30 tonight at Rail Yard Park.
That's so retro. So, let's see. On Saturday, tomorrow, June 7th, at 6 o'clock, La Cirque de l'Aventure. Wiseful New Mexico and Santa Fe Mountain Center staff are getting together at the Santa Fe Mountain Center's Tsuki premises on Bishop's Lodge Road. And
that's where that is.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure it out.
And it's a celebration of the Santa Fe Mountain Center. It's a fundraising dinner. There are wondrous auctions and lively dancing. The tickets are a little pricey because, of course, it's a fundraiser. There's valet parking at Tsuki Elementary School. For tickets, you can go to CIRQUE.brownpapertickets.com. Check it out. And you can also go to Santa Fe Mountain Center, is santafemc.org.
I can't imagine being able to walk on a tightrope. I'm just so clumsy that's an amazing skill to have.
Did you ever see Man on Wire, the movie?
You know what? I have it on my DVR and I'm scared to watch it because I think I'll get vertigo.
I got vertigo watching it. The producer is a wonderful person who lives here in Santa Fe, but it's definitely worth watching. Back in the day, way before Homeland Security and the kind of surveillance state we have now, somebody strung a wire between the two World Trade Center towers and walked on it. I'm just saying.
That's amazing. Hey, this weekend out at Pecos National Historic Park, there's a Hubble Trading Post Navajo rug and jewelry show. It's good to go to Pecos National Historic Park anyway, but if you go this weekend, you'll get to see lots of beautiful, beautiful Navajo rugs and perhaps purchase one. There'll be special talks at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. That part of the event is free, but you should also take a tour of the park, and there's a slight fee for that. It's from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday out at Pecos National Historic Park.
And we have a ticket giveaway, and I'm going to pass it over to Marilyn LeBlanc, who is in the control room and will be waiting for your call in a minute, but not until she tells you what the ticket giveaway is.
Yes, of course, I can't do two things at once. We have a pair of tickets to the London National Theatre's production of Alan Ayckbourn's A Small Family Business, broadcast in HD from London at the Linzic this coming Thursday, June 12th at 7 p.m. So the first caller can get a pair of those tickets by calling 428-1382.
Excellent. And that whole HD technology is totally amazing.
I hate being on the show because I can't compete in the ticket giveaway. Unless you want to excuse me while I make my phone call.
No, don't do that.
Okay, all right. Hey, over at Photo Eye Gallery, Richard Tushman, I hope I said that right, has a great show opening on Hopper Meditations. These are realist mid-century paintings. He found his inspiration in the mid-century paintings of Edward Hopper and combines photography, painting, and assemblage. There were some photos of the work in this morning's Passatiempo. They're very evocative and emotional. This should be a great show. It's at Photo Eye Gallery. It opens tonight at 5 p.m.
Excellent. At Collected Works Bookstore, tonight there's an artist reception for artist Brooke Delaney, and that's at 5 o'clock. And then on Sunday, Journey Santa Fe presents a conversation with Mark Rudd. He was a student activist and organizer in Students for Democratic Society at Columbia University. He was in the Weather Underground. He wrote an amazing memoir about it. He was in hiding for years. And he is a proponent of true grassroots democracy. He's absolutely an amazing guy. And that's 11 o'clock on Sunday. Any conversation with Mark Rudd is totally worth going to. And also on Sunday at 3 o'clock, authors at El Castillo Retirement Community present Writing at Time's Edge. Then on Tuesday at 6 o'clock, June 10th, 6 o'clock, Victor DeSouvre will be presenting Still Here, New and Selected Poems. That's a new book that's just been released by Victor DeSouvre, and he will be there with singer-songwriter Consuelo Luz. And then finally on Wednesday, M.M. McGowan presents the book Maximilian and Carlota, Europe's Last Empire in Mexico. And wow, that is a history book, should be very interesting. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get them on the air. I'd like to, but we will see. But in any case, definitely go over there and check that book out. All at Collected Works Bookstore on Galisteo Street in Santa Fe on the corner of Water. Wonderful bookstore, cafe, and lots of good things.
That's terrific. Hey, there's a neat program going on this summer out at Jemez Historic Site, and it's worth the drive over the mountains. Well, it's always worth the drive over the mountains to check it out. They're calling it the Tales to Tell and the Cultural Experience of a Lifetime, their Jemez Tribal Elders Program. Each week, one of the Jemez elders will be at the historic site and helping to interpret the ruins that you see there and sort of taking away that middleman archaeologist, white person,
right,
interpretation, and getting it directly from someone who lives that experience. This week, Maxine Toya will be there. She's both an artist and a Jemez language specialist. So if you go by the Jemez Historic Site, you can have a really interesting experience with one of these elders. That's going on all summer.
And it's time, give us a meow, for the cat of the week.
Meow.
And Felines and Friends has cats of all ages available for adoption. This week's featured cat is Gabe. He was rescued here in the Santa Fe area. He is sweet, playful, friendly, and happy in his foster home. He's a very handsome boy with a short black and white coat and a white bib and socks in the tuxedo pattern.
I love it.
I love this cat already. He's about 2 years old. If you were interested in adopting Gabe, please call 505-316-2281. You can write to the email address askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com, and you can go to fnfnm.org. And also, you can visit some of the cats at Petco in Santa Fe. They have adoptions over there Thursday through Sunday. There's adoption advisors Thursday through Sunday from 1 to 4 at Tecatu in Sambusco. What? I don't know, but you can figure it out. Not sure when.
Judy Chicago is quite the cat lover, and they have the Museum of Art has put together a really nice programming series throughout the time that the exhibit will be there through October 12th. One of the events will be a cat adoption in Judy's honor, which is very sweet of them.
Very nice.
Over at the O'Keeffe Museum tomorrow, Opera Makes Sense. It's a free event. It's family friendly. You journey to Hawaii with Mozart's The Impresario, Georgia O'Keeffe, and Ansel Adams, and enjoy an adventure around the world. This is a project of the Santa Fe Opera, the O'Keeffe Museum, and the First Presbyterian Church of Childhood Development Center.
At Gig Performance Space tonight, the singer-songwriter Timothy Hill will be there at 8 o'clock. He is apparently famous for his collaborations with a host of well-known artists and his Tibetan harmonic throat singing.
Oh, that's so interesting. I have a friend who does that.
Yeah.
I wish I could imitate it for you right now, but
no, please
break my vocal cords.
Yeah, and our microphone. And on Thursday at 8 o'clock, Rosie and Richie, Richie Stearns and Rosie Newton, a dynamic duo performing Americana type of music. That's all at Gig on 2nd Street.
Fun. If you've been to see the Turquoise Show at the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture, then you have had your appetite whetted for knowing more about turquoise. The Cerritos Hills State Park Visitor Center will have a talk on Saturday at 2 p.m. about the turquoise that's found in Chaco Canyon. I've made a couple trips out there recently with groups, and we get around ant hills, and we sift through them, and we try to find little bits of turquoise or heishi beads or whatever. Some of the turquoise they found there tells us something about how far people traveled to obtain different goods. So that's a free event at the Cerritos Hills State Park tomorrow at 2 p.m.
I got a note from, let's see, a note saying, please join us at Radical for the next event in a six-month consumption and waste series. Adrian Barrett of Wild Free Cookery will be cooking up savory and sweet crackers, fruit leathers, soup stocks, and salads from typically discarded plant and animal parts.
Fabulous.
It starts at 6 o'clock tonight at 1703 Lena Street. Adrian will demonstrate and offer tastings of nutritional snacks and foods of sustenance.
That's terrific.
And here it says, freshly harvested garlic scape pesto and elk liver pate.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway.
I want it right now.
I know. They don't have pate at the baking company. They've got everything else, though.
Or garlic scape pesto.
I know.
If you want to come down to my neck of the woods, Placitas, New Mexico, on Sunday, the Duende Poetry Series at the Anasazi Fields Winery is featuring Sherwin Bitsui and Levi Romero, both wonderful contemporary poets. That's at 3 p.m. at the Anasazi Fields Winery. If you take the Placitas exit off I-25, you come back. It's roughly about five and a half miles. There will be a sign pointing you off the road there.
Excellent. Santa Fe Community Orchestra is having their season finale on Sunday at 2:30 at the St. Francis Auditorium at the New Mexico Museum of Art. It's a richly varied program featuring a popular favorite, Mussorgsky's Picture in an Exhibition, arranged by Ravel, as well as two excellent young soloists, Javian Braban and a graduate student at trumpet at UNM, performing Enesco's Legende. And saxophonist Drew Lefkowitz, a graduate of the prestigious music program from Indiana University, in Millot's delightful character piece Scaramouche. And Hindemith also, admission is free, donations are appreciated. And once again, Sunday, 2:30 at St. Francis Auditorium, downtown.
That's a terrific way to introduce your kids to classical music. And it's free.
Yeah.
So just drop by the museum 2:30 on Sunday.
And Oliver Present is an amazing conductor.
That's terrific. And Santa Fe Auditorium is beautiful.
Yeah.
Just a gorgeous
historic space.
St. Francis, excuse me. Songs of the Spirit, the Santa Fe Women's Ensemble, will be performing Saturday and Sunday. And this is Songs of Vision, of Nourishment, of Love, a concert that is filled with music that celebrates our journey through the world and through ourselves. On Saturday, they're performing at 3 p.m. at the Presbyterian Church downtown, and on Sunday, they'll be at the Immaculate Heart of Mary up on Mount Carmel Road near Museum Hill, also at 3 p.m. There are tickets required for that, so get online and find them.
And David Geist and Geist Cabaret over at Pronzo got a note from him saying, to quote Oscar Hammerstein, June is busting out all over. And they've got lots of June concerts tonight. David Geist will be at Geist Cabaret with Ron Newman, and tomorrow he will be solo, and he's there every weekend, Friday and Saturday, throughout the month of June.
Wonderful. Over at the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts on Sunday, Shan Goshorn will be weaving Cherokee-style baskets from replicas of historical documents that were aimed as a weapon against Native sovereignty. Great political statement mixed with artistry, and that's at the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts, and that's in downtown Santa Fe.
Wonderful. Spring Festival and Children's Fair at Las Golondrinas.
Yay, I love that place.
And costumed villagers shearing sheep, bread baking, and more, plus animals, games, and hands-on activities for kids. That's Saturday and Sunday this weekend from 10 to 4 in the afternoon. Looks like a lot of fun.
That's just a great gift, Los Colondrinas out there. Out in Ribera, New Mexico, I've had reason to be driving up in northern New Mexico a lot lately, so I've been driving past there a lot. This weekend, they're opening their farmers market and the El Valle Women's Collaborative Rural Women Global Marketplace. They'll have female artisans and craftswomen displaying art, textiles, crafts, and handmade goods, and all the farmers will be out there with their goods as well. If you want to know where it is, when you're driving on I-25 and you see all those old weathered signs for La Risa Cafe, it's basically right across from it, and what I'm hearing, I've yet to drop by there, is that it's a really great cafe.
Ah.
So go out there, enjoy the farmers market and the artists out there, support local people in Ribera, New Mexico, and eat some pie at La Risa Cafe.
Eat some pie. And whatever city or town you live in, get out of it and go to another one.
That's always a great tip.
Because there's so much going on in Santa Fe, and then you forget to get out. You know, you forget to get out to Taos or Ribera or whatever.
Yeah.
And if you're in Albuquerque, come on up. All right, CCA, Santa Fe Cinematheque. There are lots of amazing movies there at all times. And this week, there's a movie called Ida, which is repeatedly described as a masterpiece. It's returning after a huge first week. And I think it's a Polish road movie.
There's a genre.
I know. I mean, road movies are good. I love road movies. Anyway, but this is supposed to be an extraordinary film, so go check that out. And they're also opening the film For No Good Reason, a biography of the legendary gonzo artist Ralph Steadman, whose ink-stained drawings blessed both Hunter Thompson's books and the greatest pages of Rolling Stone magazine. And another wild artist, Lynn Foulkes, is the subject of the film One Man Band, which one reviewer called the finest documentary about an artist I have ever seen.
Oh, man.
Lots of stuff, lots more
going
on.
Oh, here's another movie that'll be playing at the Cocteau. It's called Cold in
July.
No,
this was the CCA. Okay, now let's go
to
the Cocteau.
I'm sorry. Now with the Jean Cocteau. Cold in July is a new movie. It's starring Michael C. Hall and Sam Shepard. It's a noir movie. It's based on a book by Joseph Lansdale, and the director is Jim Mickel. I think they're both going to be here. It'll be showing repeatedly during the week. And there's a local connection to it. Jim Mickel is the stepson of Cynthia Bogman, who is the editor of El Palacio magazine, which I imagine many of your readers get at home.
There will be a quiz on the genealogy after this show.
I had to throw that in. Cynthia's a good friend.
And so now we've talked about the CCA and the Jean Cocteau, and last but not least, the Screen, which is another independent movie theater at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. And they've got performances of the play Driving Miss Daisy, starring James Earl Jones and Angela Lansbury, tomorrow at 11 and Sunday again at 11, two of the greatest living actors. They're both five-time Tony Award and Academy Award. Let's see. They're many-time, if you put them together, Tony Award and Academy Award winners and nominees. And they will be doing that play. And opening also on Friday, Young and Beautiful from master director François Ozon, which he's made some very interesting movies. Anyway, this is an erotic tale of sexual awakening.
Oh, you got my attention.
Mm-hmm. Let's just leave it at that. But it's supposed to be very good. And another film called Manakamana, shot on 16mm, which is called Breathtaking, Poignant, and Mesmerizing. It's a documentary shot entirely inside the narrow bubble of a cable car high above a jungle in Nepal.
Wow.
As it transports villagers and tourists to an ancient mountaintop temple.
And shot in 16mm under those conditions, can you imagine?
I know, very interesting.
Saturday at the Lensic, Roots Revival. This is a performance that Catherine McGill and Kristen, I'm going to forget her name, I'll find it though. It is a cabaret chronicling the history of African Americans. It's at 8 p.m. at the Lensic, and it's Catherine McGill and Kristen Lurie. From the Rainbow Studio of Albuquerque. Sounds like a rocking performance.
I think it's a busy, I think June is a very busy time.
I hear lots of people get married.
Yes, I've heard that too.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, I had a very nice, you know, it was a good party.
Wonderful.
Let's just leave it at that.
Lovely.
There is an event at El Museo Cultural, A Donde Vayas, and the artist Jean Bush has a show opening today from 5:30 to 8:30, running through July. They are doing fantastic work at El Museo Cultural. I think they're doing a whole set of Cuban
nice.
Films and art and performances over there. I need to get more information, but El Museo Cultural is kind of across the street from Site Santa Fe, right off Paseo de Paseo de Peralta.
Saturday is National Trails Day, by the way. That's one of the ways I get my culture, is getting outside in my hiking boots on. There are some events going on around Santa Fe. If you go to the Dorothy Stewart Trailhead, the Outspire Hiking and Snowshoeing Company will provide 1 and 2 mile guided hikes. And there's also some trail maintenance work going on, and I'm not finding it here in my list, but National Trails Day celebration. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Excellent. Let's see. Got an unreadable one, so we're not going to read it. Okay, here's another one. Screening of the film Split Estate, Saturday, tomorrow, June 7th at 2 o'clock at the Rio Arriba Rural Events Center on County Road 554 near El Prado Transfer Station and the intersection of 84. You can go for more information to rioarribaconcernedcitizens.com. The film Split Estate is a very interesting film that basically explicates the whole reality that we have in many places here in New Mexico, which is that you might own the land on which your house sits,
right,
but you don't own the mineral rights underneath.
And possibly, probably not the water rights either.
Yeah. And so, but what happens when somebody basically drills in your backyard, et cetera, et cetera. So, Rio Arriba Rural Events Rural Events Center, once again tomorrow at 2.
It's something driving around Rio Arriba County and Mora County these days and seeing all the anti-fracking signs, handmade signs,
yeah,
on farm fences. Here's a reason to go to Albuquerque this weekend. Digital Latin America is a symposium and multi-site exhibition organized by the 516 Arts Gallery, which is a really fun place to go to anyway. There'll be all sorts of events going on with it, including Oscar Munoz Biografias at the University of New Mexico Art Museum. The symposium starts at 9 a.m. on Saturday and goes through Sunday at the Albuquerque Museum of Art and History. Always worth a visit, whether they're having a symposium or not. Events include Indigenous Pop, a presentation by UNM professors Miguel Gandert and Enrique La Madrid, two of our favorite people.
Yes, indeed.
And Exploring Language and Communication Through New Media with Matt Garcia and Gabriel Varnegas and other folks. To register for it, go to www.regonline.com/DLA for Digital Latin America.
We have some more events at Collected Works Bookstore. For some reason, I got two different notes about their events, and this one has more stuff on it. So let's talk about what's happening on Thursday, the 12th of June, which is Mike Butterfield and Robert Julian talking about the book New Mexico's Highest Peaks.
Wow.
And it says this book should be required reading for all who believe that New Mexico is nothing but plains, mesas, and cacti.
I don't. I hike. I know it's high.
It is indeed. I mean, we are the foothills of the Rocky Mountains. Thank you very much. But photographer and author Mike Butterfield has spent 40 years hiking these mountains and is a terrific photographer and lots of adventures. So definitely worth seeing and a wonderful book.
On Monday, the Southwest Seminars lectures continue with New Mexican political columnist William Stewart talking about the Great War, Centennial of World War I, and its meaning in today's world. That's at 6 p.m. at Hotel Santa Fe. There's a slight fee for it, but this whole series is something that is great to go to, and William Stewart's a smart guy.
I got a note that there is a new gallery opening called Sorrel Sky. It opens today in its second location at 125 West Palace Avenue. And It's purporting to have a fresh approach to Western art. So lots of new artists or well-known artists will be shown at that gallery. They're having a big grand opening from 5 to 8 today.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
There's another talk on Monday evening to compete with William Stewart's, and that's at the O'Keeffe, where curator Carolyn Kastner will talk about modern art and advertising. And if you're crazy about Mad Men, this might be a really fun lecture to go to. She takes us back to a time when the creative worlds of fine art and advertising were much friendlier with one another, and maybe even a bit too friendly. That's at the O'Keeffe Research Center at 6 p.m. on Monday.
Upaya Zen Center is hosting a special evening with Rulan Tangan, founding artistic director and choreographer of Dancing Earth, a wonderful Native American collaborative dance company, and they're having a fundraiser for their summer dance creative intensive. And let's see, it's on Thursday the 12th of June at 5:30 at Upaya Zen Center at 1404 Cerro Gordo. And if you would like to make reservations, what do? You Google Dancing Earth and you go from there.
That's a fun place to visit. On Sunday at 4 p.m., the New Mexico Women's Chorus will celebrate their 20th anniversary with guest performances from the Q-Tones of the NM Gay Men's Chorus, Encantada, the Band of Enchantment, NM First LGBT Band, and Gail Kenny on acoustic bass. That's at the Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday at 4 p.m.
And you talked about the Rivera Farmers Market?
Yes.
All right. So we are just about out of time. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. Kate Nelson has been joining us. She's with the New Mexico History Museum, and it's always great to have you on the show, speaking of the arts.
Oh, I'm delighted to be wanted.
You are so very wanted. You've been listening, ladies and gentlemen, to the Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc. And we're on Facebook at, we're on Twitter at Radio Cafe MC. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's ever more fabulous news team. And after that, jazz. Hey, so what are you doing this weekend, Kate Nelson?
I think I'm going to be working on my house most of the day.
Yeah. After all of this?
But then I'm going to go out to Navajo Country on Monday and Tuesday.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, everybody have a wonderful weekend, and don't forget to take your dogs out. I've been taking them out closer to the beginning and end of the day because it's starting to get hot. And don't leave your dogs in the car, ladies and gentlemen.
Or your children. Or your candy bars.
Or, as I found out recently, your lip balm.
Oh.
Anyway, hasta la vista. Ciao.